Bob Blake's had a,
I wouldn't say rough outings the last couple, but they weren't as sharp as his previous five. Have you seen anything in particular that wasn't going well for him?
No, just, you know, it ended up being one inning. It was got, we're pretty smooth early on, like we've seen here quite a bit here in the second half. So I think it's just there certain innings, just the amount of pitches he throws, gets a lot of strikeouts, throws a lot of pitches. Some innings where he gets some foul balls and they make him work a little bit and get a couple hits off.
Josh Bell has been swinging the bat really well. It seemed like those two home runs against Washington sort of ignited him. Have you seen a more relaxed hitter? Is there anything he's doing differently?
Yeah, I think just more aggressive. Seems more grounded and taking more aggressive swings. I think, you know, times when you're not seeing it real well, you're trying to let it travel a little too far and maybe not get into your legs as much. I think since those at-bats you're talking about, he's been much more comfortable to play.
Can you give us an update on Fernando? And he was supposed to have the surgery today. Was it postponed? What else can you share with us?
Yeah, he's been sick. So non-COVID sick, but it's delayed. It. I think they're talking about early next week now.
What's the value of having guys like Morejon and Martinez, who as the games get kind of more, like, they go multiple innings.
Right.
As these games get bigger and more important. Like, those guys are, it seems like they're...
Yeah, it's key for us. You know, both guys seem to be able to get the other side out too, right and or left. Suarez is the same. He can give us one plus as well. So it allows you a lot of times not to use an extra guy that particular game. You know, last night when we had to cover, if you're covering four innings, you're going to have a couple guys down the next night. But if you can get some guys multiple innings, a lot of times you have somebody else available the next day.
Stanton starting a rehab tonight, is that right?
Yeah, he's starting the game in Elsinore. And then I think Pierce is pitching tonight as well in El Paso. And who else? Scott.
Where is he? Do you know?
El Paso.
Do you have any, is there any clarity on what's happening with Pomerantz right now?
No clarity. Shut down. He's seeing some doctors now. So we'll know, I think, at some point in time the next day or so.
In particular on Morejon, you'd heard about him, all that. You probably thought, well, it's a talented kid, but you didn't know. And then he gets the shoulder and he's kind of shut down. Like, what have you seen the last month from him?
He's pretty comfortable at the big league level. There's not a whole lot that makes him nervous, at least it doesn't appear like. He's got a really good fastball. It plays against both. He's got a really good lane for righties as well. His breaking ball seems to be getting better and better. He's got two of them now, so a little less unpredictable, but it's fastball that really kind of rules the day for him. He can throw it at the top of the zone. He can throw it at the bottom. He's got pretty good velocity and hides it somewhat as well.
I got to ask about Nick Martinez, not very long ago, he was a starter. What do you think has been the key for him to be so effective as a reliever right now?
Just accepting the role and you know, doing what's best for the team. So, you know, like you said, he was a starter for quite a while. And then the need became more so in the bullpen. And I think his stuff has played up in the bullpen too. His velocity seems to be a tick higher. For some, you know, and he pitches, it's amazing that he can establish three or four pitches as a reliever, which he does, which is pretty difficult for the hitters to think along with. You know, he's got the curveball, he's got the cutter, he's got the changeup, the fastball, and is somehow is able to establish them, you know, especially when he's throwing more than one inning. So I think it's more just, you know, embracing the role and doing what's best for the team that, you know, certainly has helped us out, and he's just a competitor, so I don't think he cares what role he's in.
Not everybody goes like Juan did last night on the wild pitch that wasn't really all that wild.
Right.
He's got like, that's kind of an underrated tool of his, right? This baseball awareness. I just wonder what you thought when you saw that play.
Yeah, no, he's got, for a youngster, it doesn't seem like he's a youngster. There are a lot of things that he's very, very aware of on the baseball field. Certainly at the plate, one of them is about as mature a hitter as I've seen. And then, you know, the more we see him, you know, play the game, it's an understanding of, in totality, of what he needs to do. You know, falling the ball in the dirt, unless you're following that ball from the pitcher's hand, you're not going to be able to get the type of jump. And that can be an acquired taste for guys that they don't develop a little bit later in their career, but he seems to have it all right now.
What are some of the challenges facing Logan Webb with their time? 8 innings, 1 run each for the previous starts.
Yeah, he's pitched well against us. You would think you get more familiar with the guy the more you pitch. But, you know, obviously he's got the sinker. He's throwing more off speed, it seems like. He's throwing a ton of changeups and sliders, you know, less than 50% heaters. So, you know, it's for the most part, trying to get him up in the zone, get something you don't beat to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were meeting with the umpires and with Gabe last night about the lights, did you bring in any memories of what happened 2 years ago over there in Oakland when you had to wait an hour and a half?
That was the latest one, right? So they asked me if I had any experience with that, and I said I had. So I kept it at that. So it happened a few times. Fires through the no-hitter the one night, too.
Exactly.
When the lights went. Yeah. So, it's these things tend to pop up. So I think you've been around long enough, you see everything.
Yeah, you were confident when you had this meeting that the game was going to be resumed?
No. They weren't confident at the time either. So I'm glad it was. I mean, you never want to go into the next day, have to finish one and play another one. So I'm glad we were able to finish.